Welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station. I'll tell you what, you better turn your radios down today here because they're going to be blasting. They're bouncing off the thing. I got the mics turned as low as I can do in this.
He does, by the way.
Because we got DJ Bebo in the house.
That's right. Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Senior Vice President John Gutierrez, and with us again is our long time, and I mean long time, superstar DJ of the community. Everybody knows this young man, entrepreneur, business owner, just kills it out there. We're so proud of him. Luis Nava, DJ Bebo, who's the founder of DJ Bebo Entertainment. Obviously, I've said entrepreneur and marketing specialist, owner of Photo Booth Bomber, SoCal 360 booth, a husband, a father, and yes, a community leader. Welcome, DJ Bebo.
Welcome. Wow, that was a great introduction, John.
Hey, listen, I've been doing this now for a couple years. Can we get enough sound? Are we good here?
You got enough there?
I just want to make sure. I don't know.
He's suddenly getting real soft on us. He's getting late night.
Paul Roberts
is,
you know.
DJ Bebo.
I know. We have to have that DJ Bebo in the house.
Should I turn over the controls? Is he going to spin records and stuff here?
Don't give him the power, man. He'll take over.
Give me the records.
Speaking of records, I was talking to my brother-in-law the other day, and vinyl is so big right now, right, with records.
It's a big back market for some people. Some people are like, I bought it. More of the modern DJs are really not into it, you know, because they have their Serato. Mm-hmm. There's many different programs nowadays to use with DJing nowadays.
So the vinyl is more, I guess, it's just a cool thing to have, right? Have it at home. It's like that old car that's parked.
Of course.
Right?
It's kind of like a collectible.
Yeah.
You want to have the records. And I do see some people that have crates and crates of records. But, you know, they've been collecting for many years. So.
And the only reason why I bring that up is because, you know, growing up in Santa Ana, my brother had Sherwin Vegas.
Oh, speakers. Those big subs?
Yes. Do you remember those?
I do.
Did you ever have any of those?
I did not ever own a pair or any of those.
But that was like back in the day, right? That was back in the day, the speakers when you must have been really young. I mean, obviously.
I think when I started DJing, when I was going as a roadie with one of my my brother's friend, he had Sherwin Vegas, and I would help him bring records and, you know.
Heavy
records, and then he will have the actual heavy speakers.
Heavy speakers, yes.
But I do remember, but I never, ever bought one.
Never.
Any of those, yeah.
Because let me tell you, I was with my boys the other day, and by the way, I've known Bebo long enough with our chamber, through our chamber, which he's been helping us so much in so many events. This is why we love this young man. He's an entrepreneur, one of the hardest working entrepreneurs around, both yourself and your brother.
Thank you. Yeah, shout out to my brother, Fernando.
Yes,
He just landed from Texas, so you know, he's getting ready for the weekend, for tomorrow, by the way. He'll be there tomorrow at the toy drive.
That's right. Our annual toy drive that we do for our Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, which...
And give a shout out. Where is the toy drive? Where and when?
Well, we can't
Not
do
too
that.
Late. No?
We can't do that because the toy drive this year is actually a private event. And so it's not open to the public.
Wow. I got boxes of toys I'm going to bring over.
No, you can bring toys. I just don't know if I'll let you in the door. But you can bring the toys, you know?
Unless you get bottle service.
And, yeah. What it is, as you know, Bebo, the toy drive has been in different places, right?
Yeah, many great places.
Yeah.
Great time.
Yeah, Roomba Room, man. You had like 400 or 500 people in that video dancing.
That was a fun time, for
right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that was an amazing toy drive event. We had Lupita Infante, I think, that night. We had a bunch of artists and
celebrities.
But you had everybody going at the end of the night, man. It was packed.
It was.
I looked at that video and I still like, wow, that's our toy drive fundraiser.
Is that the one downtown, the Roomba Room?
Yeah, Roomba Room is a garden walk. Garden walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not there no more though.
Yeah, what happened is the pandemic, I think, also hurt, you know, that whole area, a lot of those businesses, you know. But they were so nice to us. They were so kind. They welcomed us in. Shout out to them, man, for giving us. I want to say we did the toy drive there at least 3 years.
So I want to know why I'm not invited to the toy drive and how we all get into this. We got a whole crowd today wants to come to the toy drive.
Well, here's what happened. Then we moved the toy drive. So before the Roomba Room, we did at the Arctic Center. That's when it first started. pretty much out there. It was moved to the Roomba Room because it grew so much. I remember when we were at the Arctic, it was maybe like 200 people.
About, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. And then Roomba Room, we were up in 300-400, right?
Yep.
And then the last 2 years, we had it at the 701 restaurant, which used to be Original Mike's. Mm-hmm. And we had about 400 people there. We had Arabian Prince DJing with you.
Right? Oh, yeah, that was fun, yeah.
What was that like for you as a DJ to be DJing there with Arabian Prince, right?
It was pretty nice. I was like, wait, he's right next to me set up, you know? Like, go for it, bro. You know, jump on. And he was ready to just.
That was cool, right? Yeah. So Arabian Prince, if you guys don't know who he is, he's one of the founders of NWA. And, of course, now he's actually a very successful entrepreneur and DJ. I don't know if we've had him on the podcast. Did we have
him? We've had him in other shows.
Here, yes.
Because he actually does. That's he actually right. helps startups here at UCI. Yeah.
He does a lot of tech work. But
I just saw him at the golf tournament.
That's right.
St. Francis. He was there.
Yeah. He plays golf all the time. Too.
Fanatic golfer. And he is somebody who, when you look at both of you, you guys have so many similarities. Like, you guys are both DJs, but you're more than that, right? You're entrepreneurs. You're out there networking. You love. I know you're very tech savvy. So it's interesting that he's very involved in tech.
Tech.
You're very involved in tech, right? You're like the marketing guru. Yeah. I wonder if it's because of that whole DJ thing. What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe because how we got started with the whole DJ career. You know, being out at the nightclub scene, promoting, talking to people, inviting people over to the nightclub. I feel like that goes a long way, you know what I mean? Especially networking. So
I want to say it was really cool to see you with your son on some of the social media, and he's starting to get into it, right?
Yeah, ever since the pandemic, you know, since we were home all day, I would do a lot of live streaming, and he would always jump on my turntables and just DJ. And little by little, he was just pressing buttons, but kind of got the hang of it. And now he's 5 years old. He still wants to go on it and do his thing. You know? So it's exciting. Now he gets on the actual mic.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I've known Luis Nava, a.k.a. DJ Bebo, which, you know, for many years now through the chamber. And it's just great to see you now as a father, as a husband, with your children. Share with us, what's that been like for you, man? I mean, I've seen you evolve as a businessman, but now as you know, family man. What's that been like for you?
It's really fun. You know, I'm sure every parent knows it. It is tiring at times. But, you know, you got to get back on it and keep the energy going for the kids, you know. But it's exciting to see your kids grow up, you know. I never imagined, you know, until now that we have kids, it's kind of like, okay, you know, now I understand what people will say.
Yeah.
So it's a fun journey, you know, like taking them to school, picking up from school, taking them out to eat, hang out with the whole fam.
And you got a dog too, right? The lab?
Yeah, we have a Labrador, Lexi, which she's home.
And shout out to Ms. Nava. Because let me tell you, she is one superstar also in your life, because it takes a lot, you know, as a woman, as a wife, to be able to support what you do. I mean, you're gone a lot of time on the weekends, right?
Yeah.
Doing your job. I mean, it's your job.
Yeah. Yeah. So shout out to my wife. Definitely supports me 100%, 200%. Love you. Yeah, she supports me all the way. And, you know, I'm glad she's by my side, because I'm sure it's hard for other people, you know. But yeah, shout out to my wife. And
it takes a team, right?
Takes a team to get the party going. So so yeah, shout out to our dog. We have our daughter. She's one.
Yes, you congratulations.
Know, so I have the boy and the girl and our dog. And
any more? What are you thinking?
Not at the moment. No.
Nah, that's it.
That's
you got
it.
You got the pair, right? You got the girl and the boy.
The pair. We're good.
You're good.
And we're good.
You know, in today's, I guess you could say, millennial world, right? You guys are millennials.
Yeah.
From what we hear or see, a lot of them, it's maybe max two kids, right? I mean, I'm not a millennial, but we have two kids, right? And you don't see too many people having 3-4 kids like our parents back in the day, right?
No, not anymore.
How many are in your family, siblings?
Yeah, so my sister has two girls, and my brother has one boy, so it's just...
Yeah. But three. Your family, there's three of you?
Three brothers and one sister.
See, bigger family.
Yeah,
yeah,
four of us.
Like us, there's five of us, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, it seemed like families were bigger, right? But
yeah.
Today's generation.
I shrank a little bit more, yeah.
It's not cheap, man, in today, right? It's expensive.
Yeah, that's why we got to work.
So tell me, as a DJ, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, what are you seeing out there? I mean, you do so many weddings, quinceañeras, events, like our toy drive. I mean, what are you seeing that's happening in the industry?
for the event industry, you know, people are still getting married. People are still having parties, quinceañeras, you know, during their sweet 16s for their daughters. And, you know, events keep happening. You know, eventually they reach out to, I feel like now there's more, there's a lot of vendors on social media. So now people are actually doing their due diligence on doing the research for who they're going to, you know, get for their event. Mm-hmm. So I feel like now as a DJ, as a business owner, as a marketer, you need to have a lot of content. So if you're at an event, make sure you're, you know, getting video content of what's going on, what's happening, what you're doing, what you're offering, and what you can do for them. So I feel like that's really important. You know, if you're an upcoming DJ, if you're trying to grow your business and scale, I believe it's, I think that's something that you need to do. And it's all about content creation. All the influencers out there, you know, they're all just creating content.
Do you consider yourself an influencer?
Probably not. No, I don't know. What? People say, but I don't really feel like an influencer. Mm. I should. I don't know. I didn't get paid.
It's kind of interesting because, you know, Bebo and his brother, that what they do is, I think it's really intriguing in the sense that you're not just a DJ, right? You got the photo booth. I mean, you got the lights. You bring these, he brings these really cool lights, by the way, if you want them at your events, which we love because it, you know, it makes the place look different, better. And so not only is he a great DJ, and not only do they have a great photo booth, which, by the way, there's two different types, right?
Yeah, there's actually three different types, you know.
Three?
There's a DSLR booth that prints out pictures, you know, great quality photos.
Okay.
And then there's an iPad booth that a lot of people do have, but, you know, the quality of the prints are not the same as a DSLR booth. And then we have our 360 booth, which is a video booth of, you know, which is a little bit more modern, more popular at this time.
It's kind of like the hit thing right now.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been out since 2020, actually. So we bought it in 2020, but then everything slowed down. And then we started using it to like 2021.
I think that the 360, it's kind of interesting how you stand in the middle and this thing is going around you, right?
Yeah.
And at first you feel weird. The first time I ever experienced it, I was like, this is kind of weird. But then when you see the video, I'm like, this is really cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool integration for any event, any type of event. I know we've had it at the
Stay Awards.
Yeah. It's really popular there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everyone's dressed up, you know, looking good.
Little groups get on there. It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah,
like four people or whatever, four people, you know?
Yeah, so we're excited having that and, you know, offering all those services just makes the party better, I feel. And, you know, there's people that do want to book a photo booth. They want to book a great DJ that's able to MC as well. I think that's another thing.
That's true.
That people want. They want someone to actually speak, you know, do announcements, to actually hype up the people. And me, I was always shy to be on the mic.
Really?
I was always shy.
I got to say, you do a great job emceeing events. You really do. You get everybody going. You get them, you know, hyped. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really shy because I was a DJ for high school when I was in ASB.
What high school again?
Century High School.
That's right. Yep. Century Centurion. High School. We're both Centurions, by the way.
Class of 2007. So during that time.
Not me. 94.
Yeah, so 07.
When he was born, I was a senior in high school.
Sheesh. Yeah, so, yeah, I was really shy on the mic.
Really?
Get on the mic. I was like, nope.
And you were already DJing because we've had you on the show before, and I think you shared that, right? You were already DJing in high school, right?
I was DJing in high school. I was DJing during lunchtime, during the pep rallies and some of the dances throughout the years. And, you know, from that's where I started. So
how many years would you say you've been actually DJing now? Wow.
To be honest, I've been DJing since I was 16, like every Saturday.
And you're now 21, so it's only been a few years.
2 years. I'm 21 now, so. But yeah, I sacrificed all those Saturdays, Friday nights for, you know, I will like not attend any family party sometimes and kind of felt bad, you know, but, you know, I loved what I did and I still do what we do and it's exciting. Now we have a business and, you know, we love it.
Well, you mentioned the word business. What would you say to those people listening out there that are new business owners or starting off a business? Because in reality, you started your business many years ago.
I did.
What would you say were the biggest challenges for you?
Biggest challenges starting a business, I believe, was having mentorship, having a mentor, having someone that's going to guide you to what you need to do to get started. You know, I feel like I started my business earlier, but when I started it, like when I quit my job, actually, I started my business while I was working. Mm. I still had a job.
The difference between a hobby and a business is where you actually now have money coming in and it's sustaining you. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, obviously, you quit that job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there was that transition stage for you that I'm sure would have was probably tough, right?
It was. It was kind of like a little risk. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be able to remove myself from this job. Mm-hmm. Get like two events that's going to pay my car payment. During that time, I was still at a little car payment.
Pay your beeper.
You know what? Funny story. I had my first cell phone. It was when I was a junior in high school. Mm. That was my first cell phone. My bill was $100.
Yeah.
And I would DJ events for $50 in high school. You know?
Wow. How come we don't get that deal no more?
Not no more. But yeah, that was back in the day.
And, isn't that crazy to think? You used to charge $50.
$50, yeah.
Wow. What year would you think that was? Like what ballpark?
2006.
Wow.
2006, 2007. I was in high school.
Well, if you did a book about entrepreneurship, that's something you would show on that, you know, storyline, right? Like how you as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, maybe you started obviously this as a passion, right? As a hobby. Like you said, in high school.
Yeah.
But then there was a point in your life that you decided, oh, I can make money and sustain myself, right?
Yeah. I was doing it as a hobby, something I liked. I used to download a lot of music back in the day through LimeWire. Before I started my DJ career, I was just downloading music, selling CDs, burning CDs for people, and I would make money, $5 per CD at that time.
For those of you that don't know what a CD is, it's this round thing.
Yes.
Because nowadays, CDs are not,
no,
right?
It's all about Apple Music,
everything's
Spotify.
Downloaded. Yep. I mean, it's kind of weird when you run into CDs now, right?
Yeah. Like some cars don't even have a CD player anymore.
Exactly. I was noticing that. New cars?
Nada.
That's when you realize your car's getting outdated, when your car still has a CD player. You're like, wait a minute, is my car outdated? Like, right?
Yep.
Because everything's download now, right? The cars have Wi-Fi built in.
It's crazy nowadays.
It's crazy,
so,
man.
But yeah, that's how I started, selling CDs. I see one right there. Like, I see what's it.
Well, in Paul Roberts' studio, you're going to find...
We got lots of old stuff. I got up there a Walkman and a real radio and some other things.
In here, it's like being in that movie. What is that called? Back to the Future.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? This is Back to the... Paul Roberts is actually the gentleman that was in the car in Back to the Future.
That guy's laughing. All right. He's embarrassed that he graduated in 1994. I graduated in 1974.
Wow. That's when I was born. I was born 1976.
I was just starting college.
This is pretty amazing. That what year were you born, Bebo?
89.
So a couple of years before I graduated from high school, right? It's crazy to think that we're sitting here doing a podcast, all three of us together. And there's like three generations, right?
Yep.
But that's beautiful, man. To see how we collaborate, how we work with each other, right?
Yep.
And here we are doing this podcast. So share with me, what is the future for Bebo? What do you think? What do you want to? Do you see yourself like one day in Vegas? DJing like in front of thousands of people, is that something you'd like to do one day?
Oh, yes, any DJ will like that.
Really?
I think my goal, that was kind of one of my goals like 10 years ago.
Really?
You know, which I kind of never accomplished it. You know, I was okay with it because I was in the nightclub scene. And yes, seeing myself DJ in Vegas was something that I wanted, you know.
You thought about that?
I thought about that, yeah.
Really?
But, you know, I was doing a lot of nightclubs here in Orange County, LA, and, you know, kind of got over it because I got into the private space in the event industry, weddings, and you know they do pay a little bit more. Started a business around that and kind of just went all in with that.
What makes a good DJ? Is it personality or is it a taste?
It's a little
of
bit
music?
Of everything, right, Bebo?
Is it the taste of music? Because when you talk about that, now they're actually creating sounds out of existing music. They're melding it together and they're creating something that's
well.
Different.
I can tell you this, Paul, and I'll let you answer, of course, Bebo, but I can tell you this, when you DJ, I get a lot of feedback from people that are at the events.
Yeah.
And they're like, we really like how he DJs. And I hear this feedback as far as like how you intermix certain music and how you go back in time based on the demographic of the group and the crowd. You look at that. I noticed that, right?
Yeah, that's a big key factor for DJs. You know, you want to make sure you're able to read the crowd. Me as a DJ, you know, what I like to do is we do get to the events earlier. Let's see, we just scope out the, you know, who's here, you know.
So you do research.
I do my research, yeah.
When you okay, that's good
to know. I used to do that before at the nightclub. I will get there early before. So there's DJs that will DJ earlier, and I will DJ like prime time sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's good to kind of you know, scope out the scenes, who's there, what they're vibing into, and then eventually you'll get them at that time.
Interesting.
And for weddings, you know, what I like to do, I like to talk to our couples and talk about what they like, what the parents like, what the family likes, their friends. And that kind of gives me an idea of what they want to listen to throughout the night. And from there, I just take it by ear, you know.
I don't know if I think I told you years ago when we used to talk that there was this great book called Spin Selling. I think I told you. I don't know if I told you, but it's
that book. I have it on my audiobook.
Right?
I'm Audible.
Yes. And that book is exactly what you just said, right? Identifying the needs of your audience or your customers. Mm-hmm. And that's so brilliant of you that you get there and you start researching and you start asking the bride or the groom, whoever it is, right? Like, hey, what music did you grow up on? What did you like? Right?
Yeah.
So now you're adjusting your game plan.
Yeah.
If you really think about it, if you think about it from like a coach's perspective, you're changing your game plan because you could have thought, oh, I'm going to put this playlist. But now you're researching. So you can change the game plan on the spot.
Yeah, you could. And then another pro tip for any DJs, any wedding or event, private event space DJs, I think one of the key factors when you're at an event, you want to meet, you know, you want to actual play and mix music during dinner time. Dinner time, cocktail hour time, it's a pretty, you know, it's an important time for you to mix. Mm. If you just play a Spotify playlist, background music, you know, it's not going to do any justice. You want to go in there, mix a few songs, and kind of feel the vibe. Because people are getting there to the wedding. They're grabbing a drink. They're moving their heads like, okay, I like that song. You see another one over there in the back. Probably see the tia.
You see this? You see this, Paul? There's a whole game plan to it.
You read the crowd like, you know what? If they're having a good time during my dinner set, they're going to have a great night.
People think you just show up, plug in some speakers, whatever, open a laptop, and push a button.
Yeah.
Right?
Everybody thinks that, yeah.
Isn't that what they think? Yeah. They're like, oh, this is what I'm paying you for, just to open a laptop. No.
Yeah.
A real DJ, like you are, a legend. I say you're a legend, man. Because
thank you.
When somebody comes to you, and I have friends I refer out and stuff, like we do in at the chamber, right? That's our job, is refer people. And they'll be like, he's booked for like 6 months. And I'm like, oh, man, you got to get this guy early, right? You're booked sometimes.
We book at least a year in advance.
Wow.
Look at
Paul Roberts.
A year in advance.
That's how busy he is.
A little bit more sometimes.
Paul, there's a reason why he's on my podcast show, man.
Oh, my goodness.
This guy is busy. I'm telling you, he's a very successful business owner. If I could, I would ask him how much he's generating and making.
That's what I want to know. Yeah.
We can't. There's certain things we can't ask. You know, I have a rule on the podcast show. I'm respectful. I'm not going to be like.
He drove up in a Lamborghini. I saw that.
No.
That was my Uber driver.
Here's the best part about Bevel. I'm going to tell you guys. And you correct me if I'm wrong, Bevel. He's one that takes care of his money. Like, he's not a spender. I've never seen you as a spender. Like, no. He drives his nice older van that you have wrapped. Great marketing, right?
My work truck, yeah.
Your work truck. But you'll never see, I've never seen you like being like this bling bling. Because there's DJs that want to be all bling blinged out, right? Like the chains and expensive this. They want to play the role. That's not you. You're very professional. He dresses very nice to all his events. I've seen you. You're like in nice coats and nice, you dress. That's so important. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know what? When I got into the wedding industry, we started charging a little bit more. I think presentation, it's really important. You know, once again, another pro tip for all the DJs.
He's giving too many tips out. I don't know, man. Yeah. To all the competition.
I'm writing these down.
Look at Paul Roberts, like, I'm writing these down.
You want to make sure.
Yeah, Paul, can you please change into a suit when we have these shows?
Yeah, so presentation, it goes a long way, you know. Your client wants to make sure you're looking good. You want to make sure you fit into the weddings.
Yeah.
I know there's some couples that'll be like, oh, for your event, just wear all black. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I don't want to show up with a hat or, you know, t-shirt, jeans, you know, look presentable. So that's the reason we kind of invest money on having nice suits and showing up.
I wish we could do like a survey or something where people can leave comments on like your worst experience with the DJ, because I would share mine.
Yeah.
And this is probably why I appreciate you so much as a DJ and how you are professional. At our wedding many years ago, we had a DJ. My wife's probably going to kill me for sharing the story. We hired a DJ, Paul. You're not going to believe it.
She's calling in right now saying, stop him. Please, God, stop him.
At the end of the night, he was drunk out of his, you know what, like super drunk. Right. He was so drunk that he went to his car and he knocked out asleep in his car.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're ending our wedding night. Everybody's packing up, ready to go. And the DJ stuff is not moving. And, you know, he had his speakers and everything. And we're like, where's the DJ? Where's the DJ, right? Because the venue had to close. We had already picked up all the stuff. We're ready. We're tired. Long day, long night. Nowhere to be found. Sure enough, somebody comes in and says, yo, he's sleeping in the car. I'm like, what? So I go, I couldn't wake him up. He couldn't get, he was knocked out drunk. So the venue now is like, you need to get all this stuff out or I'm going to keep your deposit.
Yeah.
Isn't this crazy?
Yeah.
And we were like, are you? So I had to have my brother-in-law's family members help me
move all stuff,
move his stuff out and put it all in his truck while he was asleep in his truck.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a crazy story.
Things happen
sometimes. I mean, I don't know if you heard of stories like that. So I think for me, that's why I appreciate how professional you are.
Because I think a lot of people just think it's a fun side gig.
Exactly.
They don't take it serious.
I love what Bebel just said earlier about, you know, presentation, how he dresses, how he carries himself. You're also a representation of me that day of my event, my family, right?
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah. So you want to make sure you're, like I said, presentable and professional at all times. I know there's times that couples, you know, they offer you drinks. When they come to my office, when they book me, let's take a shot, you know? So that kind of...
You have a tradition, right? You do that, right?
Yeah, kind of like, you know...
I like that.
Gets everybody in the mood, gets exciting. So they're like, when you're at my wedding, you better take a shot with us. I'm like, all right, cool. We'll take a shot. So, you know, there's times in places where you could take a drink or, you know, if they're okay with it, why not?
Share with everybody a little bit about that experience because I've seen it where you basically bring the couple into your office, right? And you're planning out as a DJ with them everything, right? Like the whole event, like, okay, where are we going to be? Or share with them why that happens, why you do that.
Yes. So
pre-planning, right?
Pre-planning. So let's say you guys decide to book us for your event. You know, you come
a year from now.
Yes, a year and a half.
A year and a half from now.
Yeah, no, so
don't
I'm thankful
for next
blessed
weekend.
For all my clients, you know, for reaching out before.
Of course.
So thank you. But yeah, normally if they do come in, you know, we go over what we offer. You know, I don't want to just give them a price right away. I want to build value to what I'm selling, what I'm going to offer them. If they just want a basic DJ, I'll give them a basic DJ price and what we're going to bring. But eventually, if you know the name of the venue, if you know where it's going to be, if you've done that venue before, you probably have photos or video content of that. That's something that you're able to show the client to kind of, they can visualize, okay, you know, I want my wedding to look like that. Why not? Yes, yeah, so we've already been there. We've done it. And this is what we're going to be charging you for adding this type of service to your event. They decide to book. We get a deposit. You know, let's say it's a year from now. They'll come in second, third meeting at my office, maybe a month before their event. And just to finalize the last little details of the event, we like to have a itinerary timeline just to have everything planned out from the grand entrance, from first dance, father, daughter, mother, son, garter.
You see this?
A bouquet toss, la víbora de la mar, if you're traditional.
You see this, guys? You're hearing all... Are you listening and watch? There's a whole plan. There's a game plan.
Yes.
Right?
And as DJs, we want to make sure we're prepared like 2 weeks out, you know, because we're doing events every week. So we want to make sure we're prepared with your music collection when we're there. You know, we don't want to be downloading or getting a song.
Did they ever fly you to Hawaii or anything like
that? Oh, he was just in Mexico. Right?
Yeah.
He was just in Mexico.
We do destination weddings.
Is that when your primo's here, right?
Yeah, so shout out to Rigo. He's
Rigo,
here.
Rigo, estabas en la boda?
Yeah, he also had his graduation party over there. So shout out to him.
Just Rigo's graduated. Here with us from
Mexico. We need an attorney.
From Guanajuato, right? Yeah, he's right here in the house.
Necesitan abogado.
That's right.
Llámale a Rigo.
Llámale a Rigo.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I got to tell you. If I remember correctly, you did my niece's quinceañera, Giselle.
Yeah, at the Riverside.
Yes, at the Mission Inn.
Mission Inn, yeah.
I never forget when my sister said to me, when she was pre-planning the whole thing with my niece, she goes, I need DJ Bebo to DJ my daughter's quinceañera. And that's your friend. You better call him. And I said, whoa, chill out. I said, chill out.
This guy's, I don't have that kind of pull.
I said, this guy's booked like 6 months in advance. Well, you got to see if that date's available. I mean, there's nothing you can do, right? Once you book, it don't matter if it's family or blood or whatever, right?
Like, yeah, so, you know, we have contracts in place. We want to make sure that I'm going to be there as a DJ and they pay for that. I'm going to be there, you know. There's other times where we could send another DJ But our clients are able to meet with our DJs because we have DJs that work with us.
Yeah.
So shout out to the team.
Now,
I'm not a big.
Paul, now he's got a whole team. He's brokering deals.
I want to join the team.
Yeah, so let's do it. Let's go.
I'll do the old disco parties.
The old disco parties. So you got a whole team now, man. That's great.
Yeah, so shout out to the team.
Yes.
You know, it's hard work, but, you know, it's all about communication.
One of the things that I love that you did at my niece's quinceañera, which was, man, years ago. First of all, I love how you brought all your lighting. I love when you bring all the lights. That's really cool. But I love how you use that. What is that machine that shows like it's either on the ground or on the ceiling?
The custom gobble projection?
Yes. Yeah. That thing is so cool. And it's like a custom, right? Like their name, their logo, whatever it is.
Yeah. So we're able to project any of those logos. You know, if you have a monogram or a custom gobble or the bride's name, the name of the quinceañera, the date, something designed.
Can you bring that tomorrow to the toy drive?
You can bring that to the toy drive.
OCHCC, we're going to put up in the scene like Batman, you know?
That's right. You could definitely do that.
But that thing is so cool. People like that, right?
Yeah.
It's popular.
Especially at venues where there's a lot of walls, especially if they're white walls, it kind of stands out really nice. For your niece, we did it on the dance floor.
That was really cool.
How about orange walls?
Orange walls? You can still get away with orange walls.
No, I got to tell you guys, it's so important that you connect with DJ Bebo, hopefully within time, because if you're going to do a party, an event, he's been doing a lot of corporate events. I even see you doing now healthcare, like corporate events. You're doing obviously high schools, right? I mean, you're across the board.
Yeah, we started doing healthcare events ever since. That's the reason I quit my job in 2014, because I started doing a lot of events for the senior centers. I was the DJ and bringing the photo booth to all the senior centers in Santa Ana.
Is that how you met Paul at the senior center?
No, I think he was spinning discos back there.
I was spinning disco records.
He was spinning for the seniors.
That's Paul, right. Wow. That is so cool. Yeah.
And they party early in the morning, 10 a.m. And then they get picked up at 1:30. And they go home at 1:30. Yeah. So I couldn't go to that event to get paid because I was at my work. I had a job.
Yeah.
So I got to the point where, like, you know what, if I get two of these a month for the whole year, I don't even have to work, you know?
But that's smart because you were doing some of those events in the daytime. Meanwhile, you could still do events at nighttime, right?
So yeah,
that made it pretty easy for you to be able to diversify your business.
Yeah. And right? To this day, we still do them. We still do senior centers in the morning. We'll go to a high school dance in the afternoon, and then from there we'll go to a wedding. Sometimes we could do three events in one day.
Wow, your poor brother. How does he do it, man?
We make it happen, man. We just get four shots of espresso and let's go.
A lot of coffee?
A lot of coffee, man. Yeah.
Like unloading. Okay, listen, guys. First and foremost, I just want to thank Luis Nava, DJ Bebo, for so many years supporting our annual toy drive for our Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. As you all know, we gather toys and we donate them to 10 different organizations locally. We even donate to a couple orphanages in Tijuana, Mexico. And Bebo has always been one to support us and be there for us. And I want to thank you and your brother and, of course, your team and your business and Ms. Nava for allowing you to be part of our family, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce family. And I've seen you grow, man. I've seen you grow from the young DJ entrepreneur to now, you know, a great father, obviously a great husband, good role model. You know what I mean? So kudos to you, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that, John. Thank you. I look up to you, so that's good.
And John looks up to me, so.
No. If anything,
be nice.
This is what I've always said, guys. I've always said it's my job and it's my role to hopefully mentor young people like you, because hopefully one day you'll be a mentor to like someone like my son, right? Yeah. Or my boys, right?
Yeah.
And as a father, you know that, right? Who's going to mentor your kids when they grow up?
Correct.
Yeah,
and someday you're going to be in the senior center and you're going to want to play a certain record. You
exactly.
Can walk up and say, hey, man.
Hey, nobody can escape time. Michael Jordan couldn't do it. Nobody can do it, you know? At some point, you got to hang the shoes, right?
Yeah. No, I remember there was times that I will reach out to you because you were the only one that kind of will guide me to find help and what I needed. Like, let's say I needed help on, I don't know, starting a corporation or starting something or a tax, you know, tax preparer or whatever. Yeah.
Business stuff.
I was like, let me just reach out to John. He'll probably guide me the right direction. And at that time, you already had a lot of connections. So you know, took your word for that. So
I'm glad. And I'm always here for you, man. And again, thank you for supporting our annual toy drive. We'll see everybody there tomorrow. It's at Spoon's Restaurant. Doors open at 5 o'clock.
But you can't get in.
You must RSVP with us because there's limited space. We are going to have Andy Vargas performing, which is the Carlos Santana band. He was on our show here recently. So we're really, really excited about that. But more than anything, man, just, you know, we're going to have community leaders like DJ Bebo there who we support and they support us. And that's really what it's about. So thank you. Continue all success. And we'll see everybody there tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you guys tuning in.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Thank you, Paul Roberts. Take it away.
Well, there you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studio here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.